Wouldn't it be nice if we could just spend all time in eternity like this? That's not a joke.
It won't need the sandwich.
That's right. We think this is the God way. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. And this is not the topic, but it fits right in. And we saw even this verse already shared. But this is a different angle on this. Ephesians chapter 1. And I won't get distracted with the PowerPoint either. Because I am a point of power here, I think. No? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. Everyone read this here? That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might what? Gather. We're talking about gathering here. How about gathering forever? Not thinking about the issues that we are all faced with. Wouldn't that be something? Just thinking about it. That is our hope, isn't it?
Amen.
Hey, this is not our world, is it? So let's bow in prayer before we go into the Word. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this conference, for all the believers, their hearts, Father, that you can just guard their minds, their hearts, all the issues that may be surrounding each and every one of us. We thank you, Father, that you're so much bigger than that all, and that indeed we yearn to be gathered. And so thank you so much for all this and the blessed fellowship in your word in the awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. We all said,
Amen.
Thought that's appropriate because if we have such a hope, as I believe we do, we look ahead to that hope which helps us to do what in this life? Endure. That's not easy, is it?
Not sometimes.
More often than not, we're dealing with issues, sacrifices of all kinds, of all different kinds. Even right now is our brother Roger, keep him in prayer, is dealing with. And so, you know, we heard about traditions. We had great speakers talk about the traditions that of this world. We heard Tony McCurry even talk about the need for the attitude. Anybody here about ever heard of a guy called Zig Ziglar? He was a motivational speaker in sales, and he was a believer. For what, he may not have known the mystery, but he said, you know, it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. Nice little saying. You know, and so it helps to, as believers, like as he said, we may need to occasionally look introspectively, if you will, or we may need somebody else to tell us, like our wives maybe. You need a checkup from the neck up, you know, as Zig Ziglar would say. Now, why is that important, and what's my topic, which is everybody, I guess, wants to know. And, you know, I occasionally get asked the question, what are you going to teach? And, you know, usually I have, you know, roundabout way of what I want to speak about, but what's interesting, I'm sensitive to the Spirit. Having, in other words, the Spirit guide me with weaving, if you will. And so much of what many speakers spoke about here was very important, and it has to do with, I mean, you heard about salvation, deliverance. You're going to hear some of that. So it's very relevant to my topic. So what is my topic? Philippians 1:29.
Miss Jan loves it when you give it a name like that.
Well, we're turning there, I'll just drop it. Philippians 1:29. Now, is this addressed to us? to us, this epistle? Yes? No? Just to us, correct? Okay. So here it goes. Here's the emphasis. For unto you, that's the emphasis, correct? Unlike what tradition teaches us, it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but to what? Also to suffer for His sake. Tradition doesn't teach that. Tradition teaches you must believe, brother, to come out of your situation. How many heard that? It doesn't tell us that. It tells us not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. How many are willing to do that? Because the believers then, they did. They were willing, more than willing. Isn't that what they were called martyrs for? And yet, what do? You've heard it. Don't murmur. What do? We murmur. Ouch, this hurts. I can't take it anymore. You're not going to believe, brother. This never happened to anybody but me. Don't we all do this? And you wonder why God put it in His Word. Yes. So, that's tradition for you. That's religion. We hear it all over TV or on the radio, saying that no Christian ever needed to suffer by just having no faith. Evidently, they didn't read Philippians 1:29. So watch this. Let's break it down. If I have the time. You said it took 3:30, right?
Are you good? Yeah. Was it Mike says you get the hook?
Right. So, when we begin with the beginning part of that verse there, after for unto you, it is given is charizomai, Greek 5483, charizomai. Interestingly, like Barney said, it took three English words to come up with one Greek word. And so we now begin to understand the need to study His Word, not translations or versions or King James or this or that. His Word. Charizomai. Hope I'm pronouncing it right. Right, Mike? Of course. Charizomai. What is this? I looked it up. A sense of granting graciously, freely, but listen to this. Ready? In a rescued manner. Whoa. In a rescued manner. I need to be rescued. In a rescued manner, Michael. Rescued. Charizomai. Those three words, it is given. Charizomai. In the behalf of Christ. Charizomai. In the behalf of Christ. Graciously, freely, in a rescued manner. A sense of granting that it's being bestowed upon us by Him. I read it right off of the text I read from someone, some reference guy. Of the merciful kindness by which God, exerting His holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens them, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles, sets on fire, inspires, ignites them to the exercise of the Christian virtues. That's a mouthful. Want to try it?
Yeah, that's a lot of words.
One Greek word.
I know, it's amazing.
Amazing, isn't it? So what else do we see that so we can get a sense of what this charizomai means? Well, look at Luke 7. Chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, verse 21. chapter 7, verse 21. And in that same hour, he, Christ, cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he charizomai sight. So he charizomai, he granted graciously, freely, in a rescued manner, right? Giving them the ability to what? See. Literally and figuratively. Both. Because that was the whole purpose, wasn't it? Even though the nation of Israel didn't get that. It went over their head. I thought that was a good one, and it's actually the first occurrence of that word there. So that gives us a good sense. Even though it's used differently throughout Scripture. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Charizomai. And how is that used? Remember the context of the verse, for unto you it is given, for unto you charizomai on the behalf of Christ. It's granted. It's granted. And if I could say, if something's granted to you, if you get a grant, do you, in other words, put it aside because it was given freely? Or do you put it to use, as was said with the talents? Think about that for a moment. What do we do with that? Think hard about that. Because when something is free, unfortunately, we may not put enough importance and emphasis on that. And the world doesn't seem to understand that even when it comes to forgiveness of sins, do they? They think they have to do something because that's tradition, that's religion. But it's a gift. And so what do they do with it? Right? And so we have to be mindful of these things, these spiritual things, these words, charizomai. In this sense, it's freely given to us, freely in a rescued manner. It's a sense of granting graciously, but we don't just put it aside. We put it to use. For his use, of course. So what was that? Where did I tell you to go? 1 Corinthians, I have a list of scriptures that I'll never get to. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely charizomai, freely given charizomai to us of God. You see? Just to give you a sense of that. And it goes back even into the different dispensations. Look at Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. I'm skipping around because I'm not going to have all the time to go through all the scripture verses, so we'll have more to cover. Well, Galatians chapter 3:18, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more promised, but God, charizomai, 54:83, it to Abraham by promise. So we see this in operation in the prior dispensation as well. Amen. But the word doesn't stop there. And I'm not going to have time to cover all the verses. So I want to move on. Can I move on?
Yeah.
I have your permission. So it says, for unto you, charizomai on the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but here it goes, but also to what? Suffer. For those of you who are really app-driven and have all the high-tech stuff, you already know what the Greek word is, right? How do you pronounce that? Pasco? Mike? Pasco? Pasco? P-A-S-C-H-O is suffer. 3958. Greek word is 3958. To experience, listen to this, a painful event that brings about and results in being repressed, distressed, suppressed, depressed. Any more questions? Right. So it's a painful event that brings about and results in distress, turmoil, anxiety. But no one here has ever felt repressed, suppressed, depressed, perplexed, or anything like that. But here's the real point. As I go through some of these verses, and you'll see this. More often than not, the references that we'll see, Pascha appears to be connected to a resolution. That's important. It means that there's an end in sight. So it appears to be connected to a resolution that brings about divine deliverance. Soteria, salvation. Soothing comfort. Support. Strengthening, resulting in the believer's resolve, your resolve, and faith in Him. Isn't that what makes us mature?
Or why do I have to go through that, Tony?
I don't know. I'm asking the same question to myself. But in the end, He reveals it to you, doesn't He? For example, look at Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 26. I'm going to start racing to that. Is that the right time? Okay. I have 25 minutes. Mark 5:26. And had Pascha suffered, 39:58, many things of many physicians. Listen to this. Has suffered many things of many physicians. Praise God for Roger's heart. Pray for him. Because they think, well, you know, this shouldn't happen to believers or leaders or teachers or preachers. Are you kidding? Paul shared his own plight. We need to be kept in prayer. Has suffered many things of many physicians, not one, many. I have to believe it's more than two. And has spent all that she had. You know of anybody that spent all they have and seen physicians and no results? And was nothing bettered. But rather, instead, grew worse. Wow. And we're supposed to be encouraged, right? We wonder, wow. Because tradition tells us otherwise. That we're supposed to not suffer. That's not what the word says. Sorry. He doesn't. Right? In fact, I have notes all over the place, so I got to find my notes. Just as good as your Cecil. So look at that. Let's look at, for example, Second Timothy for a moment. Second Timothy chapter 3. If I sound like I'm rushing, I am. Second Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yeah. I like the way that starts off. Yeah. And all that will live godly. What's that word? Godly. Eusebios. Where's Barnabas? Barney. You thought about this, didn't you? Isn't that the same word there? Of course it is. It's a derivative of it. Yeah, all that live godly. That means worship, right? With godly acceptance. In Christ Jesus shall never suffer persecution. No. We better expect this. And embrace it. Because that's what it tells us here. Yeah, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall. That's absolute. That's not a maybe if. That's absolutely you will. Just a question of time. Sorry. Didn't mean to burst your bubble. But if you're prepared for it, and you begin to go through it. Now, being aware that you're going to go through it, by the way, you'll learn as we go along, does not replace the actual experimental or experience. We all need to go through such an experience, not read about it. There's a distinction. You can read about something, and you can go through the experience, and you're a different person than you otherwise would be if you only just read about it. Important. But somehow we seem to think that, you know, when it happens to us, where did that come from? Like, this is odd. I tell that to Maria. You're not going to believe this, Maria. What happened to me? Let me tell you. That sounds like Michael. So, 1 Peter chapter 4. Now, Peter was up and up about this because he knew a thing or two about this just as well. 1 Peter chapter 4. Somehow we think that this is very unique. No, not me. Why am I going through this? Well, Peter knew this. Peter chapter 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, not just trial, fiery trial, which is to test you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Wow. Should it come as a surprise? No. We had better be not just be ready for it. We need to embrace these things. Important. Now here's a long one. Look at Luke chapter, well, let's look at Matthew chapter 16. Remember I said a moment ago that with the suffering that we are to embrace and experience, not just read about it, experience it, right? There's a sense that there is a resolution to this, or an upside, right? Look at Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. That's nice on my mark. 16:21 reads, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. Could have ended there too, right? But no. And be raised again the third day. Now, it was such that, and this is again tradition in the world, Peter then couldn't even figure it out because look what Peter does in this following verse. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. know how he was being led. Right? Because Christ answered that in verse 23. The point there being that we have this word being used, suffer, is that word. That's 39:58, Pascha. So we have on the one hand the suffering, and yet on the other, he declared that he was to be raised. That's the resolution. Look at 2 Corinthians. Well, look at Luke, actually, 24 and 26. Luke chapter 24, 26. Luke 24, 26. Ought not Christ to have suffered, same Greek word there, Paschal, these things, and to what? Enter into his glory. So let's keep that in mind, that while there is a suffering to be to embrace, there's an upside to it all.
Amen.
For us, we entertain a hope and more, right?
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 1. Second Corinthians chapter 1. Now, this is a little longer, but I'm going to try to get through it fast. You ready? Set. Go! And whether we be afflicted as great, if it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual, a lot of words here, and the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer, Pastor, or whether we be comforted, parakeo, it is for your consolation and salvation. Now, that's a lot there, because that's that's actually Bob Gunter's teaching, my teaching, and who else was in our... So, let's talk about that. Whether we be afflicted, vibrio, pressed, just the same way they press grapes to make wine. How they're smashed. Okay, so whether we be afflicted, it is for your what? Consolation. Paraclesis, comfort, solace. Oh, it is being crushed for my comfort. I mean, you know, the natural mind cannot comprehend that. Right? Not supposed to. It is for your consolation, your comfort, your solace. And, listen to this. And, Bob Gunter's teaching, salvation, 4991 Soteria, deliverance, for your deliverance. How about that? That's the upside. Deliverance, future salvation, the sum of benefits and blessings which the Christians redeemed from all earthly ills will enjoy at the appearing of Christ in the heavenlies with God, which is effectual, 1754, and energeo, operative, that's what that means, in force, is having an effect in the enduring of the same sufferings. 3804, Pathema, the believer's misfortune, which we also suffer, Paschal, suffer, 3958, or whether we be comforted, Paracleo, 3870, it is for your consolation and salvation. That's a lot there, isn't it? We begin to understand. Look at Romans chapter 8. So we're going to praise God and say, bring on the suffering, God. I'm ready.
Give me a bow, man.
Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8:18. For I reckon that the suffering, 3804 Pathema there in this case, this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. There's absolutely nothing that we're going through or going to go through in this life that can be compared to that glory that we know absolutely nothing about. Try to comprehend that one. Because I could see us, I could see myself arguing with God. You don't understand, huh? Yes, he does. Right. And isn't that what Paul did? Isn't that what Paul did? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5. For as such an one were I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine affirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I would say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above pressure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Was it Paul, a major figure in the Bible? You would think he would not have had any issues to be concerned with. Certainly, we don't hear tradition teaching this, do we? Well, he wrote about it. And he went on to say in verse 9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in strength. No. In victory. No. In weakness.
Amen.
Most gladly, therefore, will I not rather, I rather glory in my infirmities. How do you glory in infirmities when you can't get out of bed? How's that? Tell me, I'd like to learn. Because I'm experiencing some pain. And so what? But how do you do that? Easier said than done until you go through it. Am I right?
Yes.
And that's the point. We need to go through it. We can't just read about it. We can't just hear about it. We need to experience it. Why did Paul say that? That's what he said, didn't he? I'd rather glory in my infirmities than the point there that the power of Christ, the power of Christ may rest upon me. Sounds like he's ready to give a testimony when that happens. And so everyone can see. Right? But being humans and in the flesh, we do more often than not the opposite. We're warned against that. That's what Tony was saying about attitude. We're warned. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It doesn't matter which dispensation it is. Whether it's in Hebrews that the Jews were warned against such mental state of mind, or whether it's here in Corinthians chapter 10, and verse 10, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. there were a litany of things above that, of course, but this was one of them. You know, they experienced the blessings of God. They did. That's what it says in the first couple of verses there. Look in verse 2 of chapter 10. And we're all baptized. Now, this was a dry baptism, right? Not a wet one. Unless Moses hit him with a pail of water that I don't know about. They were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud. Well, unless that cloud had water. Anyone figure that one out? and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat. See, they all ate the same spiritual meat. So that means they all should have been the same. Right? And did all drink the same spiritual drink. Well, they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Huh. I thought Christ wasn't around then. Oh, God is Christ, and Christ is God. It's one and the same. Doesn't matter. And Paul knew who was who. Think about that one. When somebody fights on the deity. Right? 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. And then it goes on to, neither be idolaters, neither commit fornication, let us not tempt Christ, neither murmur. A real plight for the believer as pilgrims of this world. We know that. Look at Hebrews chapter 2. Now, in the same manner they had, as we know, they were being exhorted to endure afflictions very much as Paul exhorted believers the Musterion truth. So here in Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 10, where it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect without suffering. Through suffering. That was the offering right there. That was the offering. That's the Pathema, 3804, that he had to go through. Paul spoke of the same thing in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 11. Well, let's back up one verse, 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them, here's the outcome of this, out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Before it gets into 12th verse that we already read. Yeah, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer. First Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verse 11. Searching what and what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory. Remember I said it seems to, there seems to always be the upside. The glory that should follow. So if we're going to embrace sufferings, if we're going to embrace afflictions of any kind of pressure, what do we need to then keep in mind as we go through these things? There's that light at the end of the tunnel, of course. Amen. But that light at the end of the tunnel is something that this whole world knows nothing about. That's the point. And we only get a glimpse of that. A glimpse. If we think this gathering is good, can you imagine the actual? Because I can't yet fully comprehend that. And if it says there's no sufferings that can reckon with the glory, we need to keep that before us. Oh, you might not be going through anything right now. Completely understand that. Will that be so forever? Keep that in mind. And keep those in prayer that are. Look at Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 18. And this is talking about Christ, of course. For in that he, Christ himself, has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them. Somebody look that up again? What's the Greek word? Anybody? What does it mean, Maria?
Relieve.
Oh, wow. Relieve. That's deep. So Christ suffered, he got tested, and so he did that so that he could understand us in our fleshly bodies. He couldn't read about it any more than we can. He had to go through it to become perfect. And in the same way, we too have to experience that in the same way so that we can glorify him. And in the same way, even encourage others. How can you tell Brother Vanya, I totally understand what you're going through. I haven't been through it. Right?
Sometimes.
And get this, because the body, as Paul talks about the members of the body, and he talks about this figuratively, of course, we might not have time to cover that because I have it in here, but the body basically hurts. Right? When your toe hurts, everything hurts, doesn't it? Somehow. And in the same way here, you've read it. Our brother Roger is in our hearts. And it pains us because he is experiencing discomfort. And boy, don't we wish he were here. So I'm sure when he reads this card, for those of you who have kind of had the opportunity, and he sees this, you know, God bless you, we miss you, Lord bless you. May he be built up in you. He's going to be what? Edified, built up, encouraged, right? That's what we're supposed to do, build each other up. That's what the Word says. Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8. Though he were a son, Christ, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. That's 3958, Paschal, in that case. He learned obedience by the things which he suffered. You think our faith and our obedience and faithfulness to him will increase if we embrace sufferings and go through that? Mary, then just read about it. So I leave you with that, knowing there's a lot more. And praise God.